Under the lights, John Givens. We are here to look ahead to the game against Barcelona, the Champions League semi-final. I am joined by Mike Kearney, by Paddy Fitz, by Dan Austin, by Andy Heaton, and by Big Ian Ryan. We're looking ahead to this Barca game, and we're looking ahead to it. Ian, I'll start with you in a kind of in a slightly different way than we were hoping to. We went over there, you know, hoping for the results, expecting a performance, and at least something to come back with. Have we got that? Have we got something there, or is this a bit of a dead tie for you now?
I don't think it's dead, Gibbo. I think you've always got to have a little bit of hope. Don't get me wrong; it's hugely unlikely that we progress. And I think you've got to talk about this game in the context of what happens between City and Leicester, because if they were to suddenly drop points, then I think the priority absolutely changes to that Wolves game. And maybe there's one or two lads on the cusp, they get rested and they play against Wolves instead of going against Barcelona. So you would have loved that away goal. I think if Salah puts that one in the end, suddenly 3-1, you're thinking, we can do them 2-0. We can definitely do them 2-0. But because they only need that one, and then the Reds suddenly need 5, it just feels like it's too much. But what I would say is, let's just fucking scare them. Let's just frighten them and make them realise that they've been in a game of football. And if there's every chance we do that, because if the Reds do get one up, then there's a chance that Barcelona maybe do start to think about what happened to them against Roma a year ago, where they end up getting beat 3-0. Don't get me wrong, they've got loads of players who've lived through big football matches, but a lot of them want to play at Anfield, and it can be different on a European night, so we go again.
I don't want to focus too much on that in the first game, Dan, because we've obviously covered it extensively already, but I've heard a few people say, oh, Liverpool sort of underestimated Barcelona maybe a little bit. I'm not sure that's true, really. I think I didn't expect them to defend that well. But generally speaking, I thought, you know, I knew Messi was good already, so that wasn't a shock to me. But, you know, in terms of how much the ball Liverpool had kind of in the Nou Camp and how we managed to control kind of large sections of it, I think that almost kind of surprised me how well Liverpool did in that sense.
Nobody goes to the Nou Camp and has more possession than Barcelona. It simply doesn't happen. And Liverpool went and did it. And yes, the only statistic that matters is the scoreboard at the end. But Liverpool showed them a game that they're not used to playing. And the game on Tuesday will be the same. They'll turn up in an atmosphere that they're not used to. They'll be playing against a Liverpool side which is equally as good, but will play in a different way because it's at Anfield. It's a much tighter pitch. I think that was a big difference over there in the... They didn't play very well, but they were still able to get in down the sides because the pitch is just fucking huge. So that's why Jordi Alba is in space when he can put that cross in, because it's just so massive. If we can play them on the tighter pitch in the week, we'll probably have Alexander-Arnold, I would think, back, and Robertson. They'll be much higher up the pitch than what they were in the away game. They will have to play it very differently. And you said that they defended well. That was the one thing that surprised me about them. I thought that we could get in the space between Longley and PK, because neither of them are quick. I think the fact that we didn't have Firmino and his speed of thought more than anything and his movements was very detrimental to us, because, I mean, Wijnaldum was valiant in the role, but it was clear that he didn't really know how to play it because he wasn't making the runs that the other two wanted him to make, and that's not his fault. It just was a shame that we didn't have the main fella up to do it. If we've got someone down the middle who does know it a bit more, whether that's, you know, because it's not going to be Firmino again, if it's Mane, if it's maybe Origi, it could possibly be Sturridge again, it could be Salah down the middle, who knows? I feel like that's still something we can exploit, because they were given, not and certainly not an easy ride down the middle, but it was a lot more comfortable than I think they would have expected. We saw it in the game that Man United played against them, the two ties, in fact, that Man United played against them. Marcus Rashford got in about 4 or 5 times and should have scored. So there is weakness there. They obviously improved for the game against us, but we can still look to exploit that. And yeah, it's going to be incredibly difficult, but I think we've seen across the course of the campaign and in the first leg and in previous outings that Barcelona have had that Liverpool are capable of making it a game at the very least. And if they just make it a game, then we'll see where we end up.